With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. military escalating operations against drug trafficking vessels originating from Venezuela. Missouri GOP Senator Eric Schmidt believes the Trump critics are attempting to undermine Secretary of War Pete Hegseth by criticizing the strikes.
Every few weeks now, you'll see some sort of fake story to try to gin up opposition, and Democrats reflexively call for his resignation. It's kind of a joke. And that's all this is.
Schmidt has viewed videos of the strikes and reviewed the legal justification for the military action.
He's designated a handful of cartels as terrorist organizations, transnational, because they're moving people and drugs into the United States, and 100,000 people a year are dying from the poison. So he's right to do that. And just like we've done in other parts of the world, the commander-in-chief, then the Department of War, and then, of course, who he designates, Admiral Bradley, has the ability to take out those terrorists who are on a mission to poison Americans.
Nebraska will become the first state to implement new work requirements for some people with Medicaid health insurance. Here's Greg Plugston.
Nebraska's Republican governor announced that the requirement would take effect in the state May 1st and could impact about 30,000 people who have slightly higher incomes than traditional Medicaid beneficiaries. The law, signed by President Trump earlier this month, mandates that people ages 19 to 64 who have Medicaid coverage work or perform community service at least 80 hours a month or be enrolled in school at least half-time to receive and keep coverage. Greg Plugston, Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance says the conservative movement should welcome anyone who loves America. His comments come during Turning Point USA's annual convention. He says he opposes purity tests and emphasizes patriotism as the only boundary for joining Turning Point. This is SRN News. G.K. Chesterton was absolutely right.
He said, "When men stop believing in God, they don't believe in nothing. They believe in anything." And a new poll from Baylor University seems to support that contention. With Christianity in decline in the U.S., belief in magic amongst the general public has spiked to 25%. A little over half of Americans believe in ghosts, and about half think it's possible to communicate with the dead. And a third think that inanimate objects have spirits. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of students and professors at public universities across Alabama asking an appeals court to halt a state law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in public schools. State law prohibits schools and universities from using state funds for any programs or curriculum that endorses divisive concepts related to race, religion, and so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Well, the statue of a young black civil rights pioneer takes its place in the U.S. Capitol, representing Virginia. Here's Donna Warder.
Unveiled Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol's Emancipation Hall is the statue of Barbara Rose Johns, who in 1951, at 16 years old in Farmville, Virginia, led a student strike for equal education that led to the NAACP filing a lawsuit that would become one of the five cases the U.S. Supreme Court reviewed in Brown versus Board of Education. Her statue replaces one of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that was removed several years ago. Donna Warder, Washington.
Power restored now to most of the 130,000 homes and businesses affected by a massive outage in San Francisco over the weekend. Pacific Gas and Electric Company says it does expect to restore complete power to all customers early Monday. More details, srnnews.com.